What is new? You know, we talked when you were on with us very briefly for that hour in November about stem cell research, miracle stem cell research. Mm-hmm. The studies are underway now, right?
They're just moving along beautifully. They're about to increase 400 new patients are about to be added into the MyoHeart trial. That's because they've done so well in the trials that have been going on. These physicians, these leaders of these trials, are very excited about the results. Now, because they're scientists, they know that they're in the research area, and they don't want to get too excited about anything because you never know what the long-term results might be. But so far, and they've been doing this since year 2000, Dr. Warren Sherman, actually, he's a director of cardiovascular and endovascular stem cell therapies at Columbia University. And Dr. Sherman did the very first skeletal myoblast transfer of stem cells from a patient's thigh muscle into their heart. And he did that in 2000 in the Netherlands. That was the very first case that was ever done. And that started the ball rolling. And soon after that, FDA trials went into effect, and it's being done all across the country. They're getting ready to, as I said, enroll 400 more patients. Some of your listeners are going to be in those trials. I've heard from some people that, and I tried to get back to every one of them and answer their requests or their questions for information, and I believe I got around to most all of them, if not all of them.
Go ahead, Carson.
No, I just basically that these are people that are no option patients, George. They've been told by their cardiologist that there isn't anything more they can do for them.
Oh my! Yeah.
And they pretty well know who they are because once they've had their heart attack or their second heart attack or third heart attack, and in the book, of course, there are patients that have had five heart attacks, and they've been given everything that medical science has for them. They've been given their beta blockers and their ACE inhibitors. They're on diuretics. They've been given a pacemaker. Perhaps they've even had a defibrillator installed. And now it's just a matter of time. They live with the constant fear of sudden death. 250,000 people a year die from sudden death. And when you have a weakened heart, your myocardium and your ejection fraction, which is a measurement of how much output is happening in your heart, you are at great danger of sudden death. So here are patients that are hearing for the first time that there is a miracle procedure, minimally invasive, done taking cells from your own body, which you'll never reject, put them into your heart, going up your femoral artery intracoronarily, and inserting them, injecting them into the dead areas of the heart, and suddenly within 6 weeks to 8 weeks, you're walking a mile a day, your ejection fraction has increased, and you're going about your life with new hope, and you're pretty much able to do the things you could do before you had your heart attacks. It's absolutely amazing. And to talk to these people and to follow them up and keeping in touch with them, like tonight I talked to Jose Ramirez. We may get a chance to talk to him later tonight. Jose was the very first patient ever done in the United States. And Jose was 34 years old, George, when he had his first heart attack.
Yeah.
He went on to have a total of 4 heart attacks.
Oh, my.
He's got 11 stents. And Dr. Sherman performed the procedure on him, I think it's 2.5-3 years ago. He's doing exceptionally well. He's working. I called him tonight. He's at work. He works all night. Gets off at 6 in the morning. And
Does he still have the stents in him?
Oh, he still has the stents in him. And he's just excited about life. You know, he said, I'm going to be able to see my children graduate and probably my grandchildren. But up till then, he had he was living with a death sentence. But as I say, I'm very grateful to you, and your listeners are in touch with the different trials, and hopefully we can get a few of them into the trials and change the outcome that they're and the prognosis that has been before them.
When they inject your stem cells into your heart and then through the femoral artery, that's it? You
mm-hmm.
just sew the artery back up, I guess, and
yeah,
let
just,
it heal?
You know what it's like, George? It's just like having an angiogram.
All right.
There's pictures in the book there where I wanted to be an observer at the Arizona Heart Institute. Dr. Nabil Deeb invited me in there to be an observer in a procedure, and I remarked afterward how similar it is to an angioplasty, because basically the difficult part is getting the cells and to expand them and multiply them in the laboratory, a dedicated laboratory like the BioHeart laboratory, and suddenly to get them up to 100 million, 200 million, 300 million, and now they're getting as high as 600 million cells. As the trials began, they started them with a lower dosage. But and then this is taken through the catheter up the femoral artery, like you said, and injected into the areas of infarct, injected into those areas of dead heart tissue that have never before in the history of medicine been able to be rejuvenated and repaired.
What if your arteries are getting blocked? Will this work for that?
Not specifically, but they are doing things with gene therapy. And Dr. Doris Taylor at the University of Minnesota is very much involved in that. Actually, it was Dr. Taylor's discovery of skeletal myoblast transfer that started all of this. So, yeah, there's things being done right now that are just amazing. They're on the brink of coming into fruition. They're in trials. There's some amazing things that are going to happen to this disease. It still is the number one killer of people worldwide. I want to say to anyone listening, if you've had inherited risk factors and inherited heart disease in your family for generations, it doesn't have to be your destiny. There are, in the first book, hidden causes of heart attack and stroke. I go way beyond cholesterol, and I think it was one of the very first books to ever do that.
Right.
The subtitle is Inflammation, Cardiology's Newest Frontier, and many of the risk factors. I'll give you just one example. You can have a component of LDL cholesterol. It's called Lp(a).
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't show up on your LDL test. It's a separate test. It's one of the tests that I talk about that 80% of the tests that can find your hidden factors are not given you on your annual physical.
Right.
When you become aware of them, you can intelligently discuss these things with your physician, and that's why the book's written in everyday language. But if you've had that one particular hidden factor undetected and it's come through your family line from generation to generation, it can increase your risk of a heart attack or stroke, and particularly peripheral artery disease. It can raise your risk tenfold, and you would never know about it. Your physician would never know about it, because all you're looking at today has been cholesterol. But like you said earlier, 50% of all the heart attacks in America happen to people with normal cholesterol.